Yeah. Like 15 years I've known this guy.
Why is it?
And we came up in the open mics together, you know, just crazy rooms,
I don't
you know.
Why this is playing,
two people, but, okay. One person, you know? And you're performing, they're not laughing, they're heckling you, you gotta deal with that. I mean, me and him, we've been through a lot, and we've really, you know, unfortunately, we've both been busy, and we haven't gotten to see each other much. And he calls me the other day, he's like, I hear you're doing this show. I gotta come on there, I gotta talk about it. I've completely changed.
Some of it worked, some of it didn't, and
it all worked. Even when it didn't work, it worked because you were going for something.
The thing is, I was holding myself back,
yeah.
And what I realized was, it's a long story, and we have a lot of time to get to it, so I won't. I don't want to jump in the middle
take
here.
Take your time.
But the point is, me coming out here big like this.
Yeah.
You know.
That's
physicality. That's what I wasn't doing. I was doing small stuff,
you were like, you were brilliant.
Seinfeld's kind of stuff, a small observational stuff,
uh-huh.
Which worked, and a lot of people got a big kick out of it,
yeah.
And a lot of people responded positively to it.
Oh, a ton of people did, including me.
Right.
No, I loved it, but now you have chained.
That's right. I was
You've
shackled.
Changed.
I was put in a cage
uh-huh.
by myself.
Yeah. Now, who was shackling you? Was it myself?
I was my own perception of what it meant to be a comedian, what it meant to be a clown, that I had to be in control.
Right.
And I took a step back and I said, that's not what I'm in this game for. I'm in this game to be myself.
Uh-huh.
And who I am is crazy. I mean, I'm nuts.
You are nuts.
Well, he knows.
Yeah. But you were showing that you were nuts before. I thought that you were always showing that you were nuts before. But
I was holding back, yeah.
Right. Well, you were doing it differently.
I was doing
it in a Seinfeld small way,
yeah.
Now you're about doing it in this bigger way.
Well, let me back up a minute.
Sure.
Give you guys a history lesson here about my career, where I'm at.
Oh, snooze. I'm just kidding.
That's actually funny.
That is good.
And can be self-depreciating.
Right.
So that's important, too.
Well, you know if I say something like that, I don't mean it.
I know, because you're working a bit out, and that's what comedy's about. It's improv.
Yeah.
But where I was about 8 months ago,
uh-huh.
I had been doing the stand-up stuff, I'd been doing open mic, and I had not been getting to where I wanted to be. I hadn't been getting to the level where I wanted to be.
Right. Where is that?
In Monrovia.
That's where you live, that's where you want to live?
No, that's where I live, and I was doing comedy there, I was working there, and short stories, I got laid off, and I was working for
you got laid off?
Yes, bye-bye.
You didn't call me? Tell me that you got laid off. I told you that
no, it was,
you can always call me whenever, you know, anything's going bad in your life, you know?
It was a really bad time. Our company, CTR, which was the top medical, you know, pharmaceutical marketing company in the region, or actually in the country, was, you know, got knocked out
God.
Of the game because of, you know, two words, Obamacare.
Right.
which left me unemployed, and as like a lot of people in this country are unemployed. And what happened was I spent the days after I was unemployed, I spent those days, I'd go out and I told my wife, said, I'll see you later, I'm going to work, and I'd drive around. And I get on like the 710, and I just cruise.
Oh, wow.
And I listen to...
That's a beautiful, beautiful drive.
You know. South?
Yeah.
I'm doing north. I mean, I'm just cruising. Oh. I'm just cruising because I'm supposed to be at work, but I'm, you know.
Yes. So your wife doesn't know.
And she doesn't know. I'm listening to Rush, and I'm listening to people like that on the AM radio.
All right. At this gas station. Okay. Now we can get on the road for real.
I'm supposed to,
no.
to yeah, and she doesn't know. I'm listening to Rush, and I'm listening to people like that on the AM radio.
And it's
sort of like it's sort of like finding a place in my heart that I sort of forgot.
Uh huh.
That I care about.
Which is,
you know, conservative politics.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I don't read a newspaper. I don't watch the news.
Well, you should.
I don't know what's going on.
Really, 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 really scary things are happening in this country right now.
I don't want
your rights are getting taken away.
I understand that. I don't want to know about it, though. I just want to make people laugh.
So let me just explain. I know, but that's what I'm getting to, because I started listening to stuff, and I said, oh, well, that makes sense, and then 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 that makes sense. So I started listening to all this stuff.
How many cents is that? Was that a dollar?
I don't know. But here's the point. I said connected. All of a sudden, it all connected. And I said, okay, who are my favorite comedians? Robin Williams and Dennis Miller. Right?
Right.
I said, what if...
You've always said that.
I've always said that. I mean, I sort of denied
get-go.
It for a while. Because I was in, like, you know, Richard Jenny, I was in Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I said, oh, what if I could take sort of the genius, the intellectual, conservative mind of somebody like Dennis Miller and combine that with the energy The Robin Williams.
Oh, yeah.
So I started working on an act.
Wait, I have to apologize for a second. I got Robin Williams and Dennis Miller mixed up with Richard Jenny and Jerry Seinfeld. Oh, you well, always said Richard Jenny and Jerry Seinfeld.
No. Those this are two different new. Schools. I mean, there's different schools of comedy.
Right.
Jenny and, I mean, Robin Williams.
Right.
So
that is
it doesn't matter.
Sure. I just wanted to come clean about that because I don't want us to go on and people to be confused and you be confused.
Does anybody have any confusion about what? Is anybody confused at this point? Well, I should say, as Robert, as an energetic comedy would say, is anybody confused out there about this? Because I thought I was pretty clear about it myself. I thought I was pretty clear. And that's the kind of shit I would do.
Oh, my God. If that's the kind of shit that you're
boom.
Doing now.
It's boom.
Oh, wow.
Hi.
Oh,
come on.
Yeah. Oh, if that's the kind of...
I'm talking about pure energy.
Hey.
With a respect for the Constitution.
I don't have a... Hey, can I just say something?
What?
I don't have a problem with that.
No. Thank you. I'm talking about pure energy with respect
Great.
For people's rights and the Constitution and people's idea of what freedom really is, not this bullshit that we've been fucking spoon-fed.
Okay, yeah.
So that's it.
Yeah. Wow.
That's what I'm doing. And it's powerful.
So it's give it... Hey. You guys, you want a taste? Huh? You want a taste? Give us a taste.
The whole genius of it for me has been that I don't write. You know, I gave up writing. I gave up thinking about what I want to say. It was all about coming out in the moment and just fucking exploding, you know? Just like, because I read it, I know it, I know the facts.
Right.
I know the bullshit that's coming down from this president.
Yeah.
President.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, well, you should. You should check out some shit.
No, I know I should.
You know.
Yeah, but anyway. Care for a taste?
The whole point, the whole idea is that I don't come up with, you know, jokes.
Sure.
So it's like, whatever comes up in my head.
So where's the comedy? Where's the comedy?
Comedy is the truth. It's the honesty. It's the energy.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Truth.
So here we go.
Truth is the comedy.
Well, I gotta get... Now I'm a fucking...
Energy! Yeah, just do it.
Let me get into it now, because it takes me a minute to get into it.
Okay, well, you have all the time in the world.
Right. Just like sometimes like when I'm driving in my car, I can do it by myself.
You want the audience to clap again?
Huh?
You want them to cheer you on again?
Well, no, I don't need that. I need... Well, give me a sub or something.
Oh, yeah, I tell you, leave the stage, and we're going to introduce you again as the new Tim Heidecker. The brand new Tim Heidecker.
That seems like it's building it up.
Just do it. It's fine. Oh, look. Thanks for coming back. Plaid shirt.
Quickly, though. We're losing.
Okay, yeah. Sorry. Okay, can we do that intro song from his, you know, the last intro song? What?
Just do it.
You don't want an intro song? I'll be really good with an intro song. No, yeah, you should have an intro song. Come on.
I don't have anything approved.
Just come on. I'm doing this for energy. You want energy? Don't you want the most energy that you can get? Hey, I can fucking hear you, man. Shut the fuck up.
What do you have?
Huh?
What do you have for music?
You got some, like, great high-energy stuff. That stuff that you
fine.
Came out.
Sure.
Okay,
high
great.
Energy.
Hey, okay, so we're going to do it. We got to help him out here, guys, okay? Because I'm going to show you. Do you want to see the new taste? Do you want to see the new Tim Heidecker? Are you ready for the new Tim Heidecker? Ladies and gentlemen, the new Tim Heidecker. Is this part of it? Is this on purpose? Wait, hold on.
Music.
Go.
I'm so pissed.
Yeah.
About the, fucking, what the hell's it called? Obamacare.
It's great. breathe. More.
Well, here's the problem. Stop shitting on my constitution.
That's funny.
Yeah, so that's a little...
That's great. Give a round of applause.
Thanks. But I want to plug something.
You want to plug something?
Yeah, sure. I want to plug something because I started doing this out and about. I started doing some of this in some open mics, and it didn't go as well as this, I got to say. Even my wife was saying, Jesus Christ, I had no idea you thought this way about certain things. But we're in California. We're in Southern California. It's sort of liberal hotbed in the United States. So there's a lot of blowback, and a lot of people didn't react very well to it. So, what I did was
I thought it was very good.
Thank you very much. What I did was I recorded my set and I sent it around to the comedy clubs, and everybody sort of said, "No thanks, but no thanks," because we don't want to hear the truth. Unsaid.
Yeah.
But that's the message. And so I said, well, why don't I take the laugh track out, because I put in a laugh track to give the feeling.
Well,
just to give them the feeling of what it would be like.
Anybody.
No, but here's what I did. I took the laugh track out, and I presented it as a radio program.
Oh, a radio show.
Yeah,
so you're on the radio now.
Well, that's the idea, is I'm working with this company called Streamcast.
Uh-huh.
And Streamcast, did anybody hear Streamcast?
Anybody hear of Streamcast?
Nobody's a Streamcast subscriber?
I have not, but I don't know. I don't know anything.
Nobody's
about that stuff.
Okay. Well, here's what... It's an awesome company. It's like iTunes almost. It's like they put up internet radio.
Uh-huh.
So I put together this show with my wife, and it's sort of my belief.
Well, your wife is in it.
Well, she produces it. She helps me produce it.
But she's not hosting it with you.
No. She's
just
off
you.
Off-air talent, yeah.
Okay, great.
So she helps me put together the program. It's a two-hour program.
Yeah.
We send it to Streamcast, and for $400 a year, they broadcast that.
Okay.
And anybody with internet and subscribes to Streamcast can get my radio show tonight if they want to. They can
go
home.
Perfect.
Four episodes up. It's very, progressive in a sense that it's very conservative.
I can't wait to get it.
Yeah, it's
fantastic.
Turn it onto
a CD
It's $29.99 a month to get the Streamcast subscription, and then you can get all sorts of other internet radio after that.
Oh, so with that subscription.
Oh yeah.
$29.99.
Hundreds of radio shows you can get
on Streamcast.
But that's great. I want to talk to you about this because I'm trying to do comedy. This is the way
I'm
in.
I'm doing it.
But I know you are, and you're doing a
life
great
says,
job. But this is our way in, friend. This is our way in.
Right.
Imagine, I do this radio show. It spreads like wildfire.
I can come on the radio show.
Yes, once I get that ability, I only have one mic right now, so once I get...
What if I got a mic and I just put
a mic and we'll figure it out.
Could I do every show with you?
No, it's my show. I mean, I could do call-in stuff. I could do guests, definitely.
I can call in, because people will be listening to this while they drive. I can call in and do my traffic bit.
It's not available for car, you have to listen on your computer.
Yeah, but can't you, burn a CD from the computer and then put that in your CD player in the car? It's radio, right? Isn't it radio?
It's better than radio. It's internet radio. You can listen to it on your computer.
Well, maybe can you plug? Is there a way to? I think there's a way to plug your computer into your car stereo.
Yeah, definitely. But let me just paint a picture of my future career for you.
Yeah.
6 months on the internet radio spreads like wildfire. All of a sudden, everybody listening to this. Everybody in the world's listening to this radio show.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden, people from Catch Rising Star or Laugh Factory, whoever, is calling my agent, going, well, how can I book this guy to be a headliner on my show?
Right.
Or my Friday night show, 10 o'clock, whatever.
I can open up for you.
Who knows what their schedule is, but all of a sudden, my internet presence has created an entire career for me based on saying, no, I don't want to do your comedy clubs. I'm going to do my own thing on my own time, my own money.
Your own money.
Yeah, and then, so imagine this, a year from now, Carnegie Hall.
That'd be amazing. That would be so... Carnegie Hall, ladies and gentlemen. Carnegie Hall. That's incredible. That's incredible.
Yes.
Well,
So that's just another track for
success. Very exciting. It's very exciting. Hey, we've come a long way, my friend.
We have, and good luck to you, and thanks for having me on this show. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for being here. Tim Heidecker, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! ladies and gentlemen, Tim Heidecker. I mean, isn't that amazing? This is how lucky I am. Tick-tock.
All right.
Tick-tock. Time's running out, guys. Time's running out on humanity.
I don't know why it started playing old episodes of Gelmania, but... But hey... back and watch the rest of Eagle Heart. I watched some of it and really liked it, but just for whatever reason, just never saw it through. traffic is unpleasant.
Thank you. We'll be right back. caution, but this movie truly stopped because it's depressing. So we go outside, but the weather is bad. Go back home. We take a shower and we play with an iPhone, but it's not entertaining. So we go to a nightclub, but the DJ is a fat dude. So we leave and we don't know what to do. So we steal another car and
we go to the church.
Thank you.
Let's take the tunnel. Let's take the tunnel. See how it goes. Fucking shit, man. It's a good thing I recorded my radio thing before I left the house. Originally, I was thinking I would drive in and do it, but it would be too late to do it now. Well, not all that. Not super. Still get it done, but it's good that I got it done when I did. I wrote about that PlayStation Classic, because that just happened. That seemed like something that could be on the radio. And
you're a hot mess.
I just don't. Like, hey, you know, what if they had put an analog controller in that thing, and then you could put Ape Escape on it, you know? Just as a thought, just what if you could put some PlayStation Classics on the PlayStation Classic? Like Ape Escape, a classic PlayStation game. That also kind of gets in the way of the true, full, complete Metal Gear Solid experience. Which makes me think that they would not include that. You want to hear more of the game? So the guy who had been producing them since the beginning left the company earlier this year to get back into proper being a proper radio DJ. And so now I email them off to someone I've never met in some office somewhere else. I don't even know if he works for the guy. I don't know who he is. I don't know anything about it. But I email them off, and if I don't email them off, I get an email saying, hey, what are you going to email it off? And then I don't get them back anymore. So I have like 6 or 7 that are the last ones that I have, and then I need to bug that guy and say, hey, have you been saving all these? Because I need them to put on the website. But I've just been so fucking wrapped up in so much other shit. That it has not been a high priority to get all that stuff. But I need to do it. I should at least get up the ones that I have so that they're not just sitting on my desktop as the only copies of those anymore on a laptop that I feel like this laptop's gonna die eventually. I should probably just get the battery repaired. That's probably the only reason I'm skittish about it, because the battery is so bad holding a charge. If it'll support DualShock 4 controllers. Probably not wirelessly. You know, I know those are kind of USB looking ports up front, I guess, so maybe you could do something like that, but like they're trying to make this thing as cheaply as possible, right? So they're not gonna put no Bluetooth up in it. Like, the PlayStation thing is fine. I feel the same way I feel about the Super Nintendo stuff, or the last couple, you know, Nintendo things. It's just like, oh, you know, everyone's going to have their take on which games should have been included. And no one will be 100% happy with it, but it'll still be kind of neat, and hey, maybe, should have done analog controllers for that thing so that they could have included more games, more great games from the PlayStation library. Yeah, I still have my PS1 with the built-in screen, and I, you know, we'll be right back. Yeah, I'm curious to see how versatile that thing is once people get it open. That was my number one thought. Was like, oh man, it'd be nice if that was like really accurate. And someone found a way to fucking slam an SD card into it. Or maybe just reuse the internal storage and just fucking immediately delete Final Fantasy VII from it and put some fucking good games on it. Construction site here, and sometimes a man holding a stop sign comes out and makes everyone stop so that a big truck can get out onto the road, and he did so, and I didn't see, like, he was, like, looking, like, the car directly in front of him got right up close to him, and he, like, had to tap the sign with his he had a, you know, baton in his other hand or something, and I didn't see did not get a good look at the person driving this fucking shitty little Ford hybrid, but saw them gesticulating at the window, or their hands gesticulating in such a way that said that they were fucking yelling at this fucking guy. Like, dude, he's walked out and fucking held up his thing. Like, it's construction zone. I don't know what. Like, you inched up too close to him. You're in the car. Like, there's no way that's not on you, fucker. Yeah, Symphony of the Night, I wonder. That seems like one that you would definitely put on there. In terms of, you know, hey, games for that controller. And so on. I gotta get over, dog. Yeah, I mean, it puts interesting limitations on what games you could include. Because even R4, you know, that was a game with, like, that supported the JogCon, that cool-ass controller. And I'm fairly sure it had proper analog support as well, right? Not that Ridge Racer games 100% need analog steering to be playable, but R4 was kind of the first that I think did it really well. And yeah, I don't know. That thing just, I'm left like frustrated by the announcement of that thing. And you'd look at it and go like, it should be a little bit more like this, and then it would have been there. And it's like, yeah, I don't know. I'm finally fucking here. I'm gonna go. I'll see you later.